Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man. So like I was saying, it's been 3 years since I spoke to Roy Stiliano, who is not in Johannesburg now, but was born here. And is incredibly interesting. A lot of people say he's interesting because he has this Afrikaans and Sotho background, making him multilingual and sort of inherently, I guess, then quite diverse. But he's developed a love for hip-hop, and it started at a very, very young age. He actually taught himself to write by studying other artists' flows and lyrics, and he's now hanging out in Cape Town. Roy, what are you doing in Cape Town? You're born in Johannesburg. You've left us destitute. What's going on?
Yo, Calvin, what's up, bro?
What's happening, bro? It's been 3 years, and now you don't even want to come say hi in person.
You know, can I tell you something funny, bro? I was actually thinking about that. I was like, I wonder if he remembers when I came on the show with Shelton.
I mean, how would I? Yeah, Shelton was here. You were here. We were speaking about this incredibly diverse background of yours. It was I was the uncoolest person in the room. I still am. Now you're in Cape Town. Why are you in Cape? What's going on?
Yo, man, basically, you know, I got some work with Youngster CPT.
Yeah, we're going to play that in a sec.
We're in different places now from when I last saw you, you know? I just came out here to do some interviews, to do some shows. I'll be back soon, though. I know you miss me, bro.
So much, bro. You don't even know. 3 years.
Yeah, I'll give you a big hug when I'm back.
Okay, fantastic. So you are doing this work with the Youngster and Youngster CBT, and we're going to play this track of yours, Good Vibrations, in a second. But if you had to summate in like a couple of words, what's changed between 2015 and 2018, what's the big growth that's happened with Roy? Because I know that there's been lots.
Yeah, I had to make a couple of mistakes, man. I remember when I was on your show in that year, I was saying that when you asked me what are the plans for this year, and I was like, yo, man, I want to shoot 3 videos. I want to do this. I want to do that. But I actually shot one video, and it was a complete mess up, you know. So I had to go back to the drawing board. The content wasn't where I wanted it to be. And I just basically had to, like, dig deeper. You know, the focus is different, the drive is different. The hustle is just more aggressive now, you know?
I dig it, yeah. It seems like there's been a lot of sort of progression. I mean, I'm even looking at the music video for Good Vibrations, which you released last year. And it's really, I mean, there's drones happening, it's a whole story. So it seems like a lot has kind of progressed in the past 3 years. In terms of how the year's been so far and what you still want to achieve in 2018, where are you kind of sitting on the spectrum?
Yo, 2018's been it's been a beautiful year, man. I'm finishing up a project that I've been working on. 2.0, this is the follow-up to the original drop of Good Vibration, the video you were talking about from last year. Mm. The visuals for that's dropping. I just dropped the visuals for Boomin' Like We. And hopefully, like, in the next 2 months or so, I'll be able to drop my project, you know, because of the traction that's been built from these 3 singles that I got out now.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Dope. Well, speaking of singles, we're going to play Good Vibrations, hanging out with Roy Stiliano. He's over in CPT, but hanging out with us right now. More with him, other side of this. Hey, listen, hanging out with Roy Stiliano. He's joining us from Cape Town. But just before we head on back to that chat, listen, what if you were going to live to 200 years old? This is crazy. As Sunlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. It features the voices of Nambita Mpumlwana and Tepelo Mokoena, and it tells the story of Lesedi Ndaba in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za or listen and find out more at cliffcentral.com. In fact, visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com. That's how that sentence actually goes. Roy Stiliano, if you had to live to 200, I mean, what would your life look like?
Yeah, I think I'd be the wealthiest, wisest man ever.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
How are you doing on the wealth front? Is this whole music thing starting to pay off for you?
Yo, boy, actually I need a loan, man. Holler at me.
That's great. I mean, that's the worst person to ask, because I was going to ask you at the end of this. I just wasn't going to, I was going to message you on Skype, because, you know, you said we're such good mates and everything like that. I thought, you know, you can, we could make a plan here. I mean, you're the one that's sitting in Cape Town.
Yeah, we're trying to get a 50. You give me a 50K, man. I'm short for the next video, you know?
Okay, dope. Yeah, I mean, I can totally, well, we can figure this. We'll have this conversation in a second. Is that, I mean, that's what a video costs, right? It's about 50 grand. And I was watching the video for the track just now. It's really, really cool. You must enjoy that process thoroughly of putting together the visual versions of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I do all of that, you know. But I write the treatments. I direct my videos. Mm. But I think for me, it's just about being true to myself and remembering who I am. You know, like, people always get touched by something that's relatable.
Yeah.
And I feel like I got such a story to tell, you know, like where I'm from, what I've been through. So I try and always like capture that, you know, in my visuals and also in my sound.
Mm.
So that's basically what it's about.
You know, you're asking me for money, but you're the guy that sold more than 30,000 rands worth of CDs with Who Am I, which is the debut EP, from the boot of your car. So, I mean, I don't know where you get off asking me for money.
Yeah. But that went straight back into the craft, though.
Yeah.
You know?
That's impressive, though. That's a hustle game. That's a hustle game strong.
Yeah, hustle game strong, boy. Look at a flick of the wrist.
That's it. I mean, that's what I do every day. Listen, so tell me, in terms of people keeping up with your journey and all of that, we're going to play the song Booming Like We in a second, but if people really want to connect to the Royce Deliano story, and I know that they do, how do we connect with you online?
Okay, people can get me on Instagram. It's Roy _ Stiliano. On Twitter, it's Roy _ Stiliano. Facebook, it's Roy Stiliano. On YouTube, it's Roy Stiliano. So they can get all my music from all digital platforms as well under Roy Stiliano.
Dig it. I really dig it. And are you getting like odd DMs sometimes? I feel like you do.
Do I do what?
What kind of DMs are you getting, Roy? Are they as juicy as we might think they would be?
I think you're talking about like DMs from Thoughts and all sorts of people like that. But no, not yet.
Okay. On the way. All right, well, listen, always cool touching base. So that's Roy Stiliano there joining us from Cape Town. Good to chat 3 years in and to see all the progress. And we're excited to see what's next.
Yo, bless up, man. Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com.